His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State forecast calls for a hazy day today, hot, more humid, possible gusty thunderstorms toward evening, lower 90s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and humid, lower 90s. Thursday, mostly cloudy, humid, showers and thunderstorms, around 70. Friday, showers and a thunderstorm, around 80. Now, there is a heat advisory in effect for portions of Columbia and Dutchess County this morning. Heat index values of 95 to 100 expected. That's the Mid-Hudson Valley in eastern New York. That goes from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. tonight. Hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses to occur, so be careful out there. Connecticut has launched a new website dedicated to recreational marijuana updates. Now that the recreational marijuana is legal in Connecticut, the governor has launched a website where people can go to follow any updates regarding the law. Cannabis became legal in Connecticut on July 1st. Anyone 21 years or older can legally possess 1.5 ounces of marijuana or an equivalent amount of cannabis plant materials, and they can have up to 5 ounces in their private residence or a vehicle's trunk or locked glove box. Connecticut has become the 19th state to legalize recreational marijuana, the fourth state to do it this year. The website for that information is portal.ct.gov/cannabis/?language.en.us. That'll provide resources so residents can keep up with the latest information. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut are warring over how to split $14 billion in transit aid. This has been going on for months. The states have been going to war at federal stimulus funds from the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act and the American Rescue Plan Act. New Jersey and Connecticut say they're in agreement about how the funds should be split. New York says they deserve to get a larger share of the money. If New York gets their way, the agencies that serve New Jersey and Connecticut commuters, many of whom work in New York, could lose out on hundreds of millions of dollars. Well, families in the state have taken advantage of the state's program allowing children into museums for free. A record number of people visited Mystic Seaport this holiday weekend. Like the Walton family of Hartford, they said they had tickets and they said the children got in free, so they'd come out and enjoy a day. It was incredible to look out of the grounds and see where we were a year ago. There were so many more people, according to Don McFadden, Director of Communications at the Mystic Seaport Museum. Some meetings going on in our area today. The Salisbury Historic District Commission meets at 9 o'clock this morning. In Sheffield, the Select Board meets at 7 p.m. tonight. Village of Millerton has their runoff elections today from 12 noon till 9 p.m. at the Village Hall. Village of Millerton, Delora Brooks, and David Sherman squaring off. In Falls Village, the special meeting of the Board of Selectmen happens at 4:30 today. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board has their regular meeting. That is at 5:30 today. In Sheffield, Select Board meets at 7 p.m. tonight. In Cornwall, at 7 p.m., the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting via Zoom. Also tonight at 7:30 in Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. Sharon Parks and Recreation presents the Sharon Summer Concert Series. That happens Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field. Coming up tomorrow, Scarecrow, Country and Americana. More information, SharonParksAndRecreation.org. Millerton has a meeting coming up at the Village Hall, a workshop meeting that is tomorrow at 6 p.m. In Dover, the Zoning Board of Appeals has their regular meeting tomorrow. Sharon, on the 8th, the Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting set for 7 p.m. The 10th Annual Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise at the VFW Post in North Canaan continues on Thursday with food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun from 6 till 9 p.m. It's rain or shine. All activities run. Coming up this week, Dan's Roadhouse Country. Friday's on the green in Norfolk. The summer events on Norfolk's Village Green each Friday evening. Coming up this Friday, watermelon eating contest plus lawn games with the Bautel PTO. It starts at 6:30. Town of Ancrum has Republican and Democratic caucuses scheduled for July 10th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Republicans at the Ancrum Town Hall. The Democratic schedule is for Saturday, the 10th at 4 p.m. at Ancrum Town Hall. Falls Village Car and Motorcycle Show is this weekend, Sunday, 10 until 3 p.m. throughout Falls Village. Great family fun. All proceeds benefit the Housatonic Valley FFA and FFA alumni. Spectators are free. There's lots to see and do and eat. It's brought to you by Jacob's Garage, Toymakers Cafe and Eccentrics, Unsafe Motors, and Old Yankee Street Rods. All COVID-19 guidelines will be followed. The Ralph Venturello Memorial and Amenia Lions Kids Fishing Derby, age 15 and under, happening on Sunday from 10 until 1, rain or shine. Free hot dog, chips, and soda or water for each angler. No dogs, no glass containers, no casting or lures, no throwing rocks or unattended children. Free worms will be provided. The pond is located behind Freshtown in Amenia. Enter from Old North Road. Nobel laureate Harold Varmus will give a talk on the future of medicine. The Kent Memorial Library lecture will cover COVID-19, cutting-edge cancer research, CRISPR, and more. More information is available. The event takes place at the Kent Community House July 11th at 4 p.m. A wine reception with the doctor will be held after the conclusion of the program. Our business brief is underwritten by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. 413-243-0347, ValleyInsurance.com. Salisbury Bank and Trust, SalisburyBankandTrust.com. And by Morgan's at the Interlaken, InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,786.35. The NASDAQ at 14,639.33, and the S&P 500 at 4,352.34. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.